The visual design of robots began with lots of concept art. The initial round of concepts explored all kinds of forms, from human to the more abstract. We found ourselves gravitating towards shapes that reminded us of the sphere and the turret in the original Portal. Whilst keeping with the established Portal design aesthetic, we were keen to create all new characters, and, being a duo, it was important that they were their own separate designs, rather than identical copies of each other. Unlike, for instance, Team Fortress 2, where a clean silhouette is essential for communicating the nature of a character, we had an opportunity here to play with designs that were a bit messy, with things sticking out of them so they looked half manufactured, half improvised. Once we had agreed on rough designs in 2D, we began to build the shapes in 3D, and this is where the next level of improvisation and experimentation occurred. Usually, a model will be designed and built in 3D and then rigged for animation, but here we allowed the rigging process to inform the models. We wanted to celebrate the mechanics of robots. We allowed function to dictate form, and in terms of detail, they started to design themselves once you start thinking about motors, ball joints, actuators, and all that sort of thing. The classic duo is often made up of two contrasting body types, short and squat next to tall and wiry, and it's not hard to see Laurel and Hardy, C-3PO and R2-D2 in these characters. Even though we had the freedom to make our silhouettes a bit untidy, it was still important that they remain readable as anthropomorphic bipeds. We wanted players to feel free to make mischief for their partners, in a typically human way, but without creating any kind of gore. The robots were perfect for this.